வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 29, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 16th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation. After accepting the feature of Avadhuta, a great saintly person without material cares, Lord Rishabhadeva passed through human society like a blind, deaf, and dumb man, an idle stone, a ghost, or a madman. Although people called him such names, he remained silent and did not speak to anyone.
Jarandhamuka Bhathira Pishacha Udamadavad Avadhuta Vesha Ovivasamanopi Janarang Grihita Mauna Brata Tusning Bhavuva. So, the Shabdev, after giving charge of the government to Bharat Maharaj, he, Param Bhagavat, that we have explained yesterday, that the king should be Param Bhagavata, not a debauch. That was the system in Vedic age, the ideal king, ideal person. If one person is educated sufficiently, he can being the executive head of the state, he can take care of the whole population, because his order is supreme. That was the duty of the king, to see that things are going on nicely in order. The order is that everyone should be educated to the final goal of understanding Krishna. That is education. Vedaishta sarvai ahamem vedyam. This is education. Veda means knowledge. So there may be different types of sources of knowledge, but the means are justified by the end. What is the end of life? The end of life is to understand Krishna. If you don't like to say Krishna, God, that is end of life. But these rascals, they do not know. Nothing we do. Sathagatim ki Vishnu. The general population, they do not know, because they are not educated in that way. At the present moment, Kali Yuga, they are educating people, atheism, no God, God is dead. In Europe, America, when I went there, the education was, God is dead. Here also, so many rascals, they have appeared as God. They are also saying, now Krishna was God, but he is now dead. I am now God. They are saying publicly. And they are being accepted. So this is going on. Therefore, Krishna has defined these rascals as rascals, mūrha. Namāma duṣkitanam mūrha prabhadyante narādhu. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, or does not surrender to Krishna, to then blindly classify him in four groups. Duskritina means most sinful, Mura, rascals, Naradhama, lowest of the mankind. Now he is M.A., Ph.D., Maya, Puridhagyana. What is the fault? Because he does not accept Krishna. Finish. So, we are also like other fools and rascals, but we accept this Krishna's word as final. That's all. Krishna says these are those who have not surrendered to Krishna. They are four classes. Means most sinful and rascal, lowest of the mankind. And although he has got university degrees, his knowledge is taken away by Maya. Asuri bhava. This is asuri bhava. And there are two classes of men, the asura and the deva. Deva means who accepts the authority of the Supreme Personality of God. He is deva, devata. Vishnu bhakta bhavet deva, asuraskat viparjaya. Him, those who are devotees of other demigods, they are also asuras. What to speak of atheist? Him, just like Ravana, he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. Everyone knows. But he was called a Rakshasa. Rakshasa and asura, the same thing. Hiranyakashipu, he was a great devotee of Lord Brahma. He is also called Rakshasa. So, one may be very educated, very good scholar in Vedic knowledge, but if he does not accept Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu and Krishna the same, Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva means the category of the Supreme Personality of God. So, Durasaya Deva Hirathamanina, out of false hopes, they are trying to become successful. That is not possible. Durasaya. Such kind of hope is useless. Hope. It will never. Mogasa Mogakarma. Leaving aside Vishnu, and simply they are trying to become a very highly learned moha jnana cetasa. So, they are moha, means their hopes will never be successful. They may go on. So this unsuccessful life, mitra samsara vatmane, life after life, when one actually comes on the platform of knowledge, bhavanam janmanavanti, jnanavan, mangapurudh. That is the sign that here is a jnanavan. Because he has surrendered to Krishna, he has accepted Krishna, Vasudeva, Vasudeva sarvameti, samana. He is Mahatma. Mahatma does not mean that to dress like me or having a big beard and no. Vasudeva Sarva, one who has accepted Krishna as the supreme Parabrahma, Paramadhama, Pavitram, Paramambhava. He is Mahatma. Mahatmanas Kuman Pratha, Vail Prakriti Vasu, Bhajanti Anandamandu. He is Mahatma, not Mahatma by stamp or by changing the dress. No. Mahatma means who is surrendered to the Mahatpadam, Punna, Jasu Murari. Murari, Krishna's name is Mahatpadam. He is Mahatma. In this way, here is Rishabh there. He is teaching us now how you should select. Now it is the time for democracy. So Lord Rishabh there is teaching us how you shall select the president or the king. Bharat Maharaj, the ideal king, Param Bhagavatam, and Vairagya Lakshanam, Paramhamsa Dharma, and Bhagavad Janaparaya. These are. So, democracy, sometimes I say to my American students that your country is opulent in every respect. Janmai Sajya Sutta Sri, four kinds of opulences. Now, everyone is trying for money, because if you get money, then although you are born in the lowest family, Chamar Dhangi, if you have got money, you will be respected. Everyone. Now there is no question of caste, because everyone is lost. Kalau Sudha Sambhava. So you cannot find out who is Brahmin, who is Kshatriya, who is Vaishya, who is Sudha. Everyone is the same. Now they are trying for classless society. Classless society means Sudha. So, how Sudra can be equal to the Brahmana, Kshatriya? But if you earn money, then you are more than Brahmana. You are more than a sannyasi. This is Kali. So therefore people are after money only. So we are being educated in that way, foolish education, and we shall select when we come to the election. We select a person like me, that has been described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Savir Varahusra Kharai Samastuta Purusa Pasu. This election, we are selecting another person. He is also like me. I am a Pasu. How can I select a person who is not Pasu? Therefore, if you want good government, then this is democratic age, then you must be good. You must know who is good. Then you can elect. Here is good man. Otherwise, Savidavarahostakharai-samastuta-purusambhara. Srila Jiva Goswami has said that these so-called leaders, they are big Pasu. I am Pasu and he is a big Pasu. What can I select? I cannot find out Bharat Maharaj, Param Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Jana Priya, Bhagavad Jana Parayanam. Nobody likes Bhagavad Jana. These people are always speaking of God. It is brainwash. This is modern. It is brainwash. In Europe and America, they are now combining to oppose this Hare Krishna movement, that we are brainwashed, controlling the mind by hypnotism. That is the charge against us. We are placed in the court also, in many cases. So, what is this nonsense? Bhagavad Jana Parayan Bhagavan Krishna. This is simply sophist, they say. Even a big scholar said, when Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam, a big scholar, he has remarked, this is sophist. So this is great. So, everyone is trying to be happy. That happiness is not possible. That peace is not possible unless you have got a leader or king like Bharat Maharaj, after whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha, this Bharat Maharaj. So, we have to find out such leader. Then everything will be adjusted. It is the, now we are speaking of secular state. Secular state does not mean people will become godless. No. Secular state means that no religious preference. Because you are Hindu, therefore we shall give you more preference than the Mohammedan. No. Secular state means that the state should see that everyone is strictly following his religious principle. That is secular state. If you are Hindu or Varnasrami, then you must follow the principles of how one is a Brahman, how one is a Kshatriya. Hinduism, this is a foreign word. Real principle is Varnasrama. Varnasrama charvata purusena parapkumar Vishnu arajati. This is the aim of life. How to worship Vishnu? That is explained and that is the training of this Varnasrama. So you see Ramananda Raya quoted this. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from him, what is sadhu sadhana? What is the business of the human society and what is the aim of human society? This was the question put forward by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He first of all quoted Varnasrama. The human society begins when there is Varnasrama dharma, other is animal society. There is no human society. That is the beginning of human society. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. Krishna says, Chaturvarna Maya system. My Guru Maharaj also wanted to establish Daivavarnasrama. Yes, there must be the human society. Not this Daivavarnasrama, not this Asurik Varnasrama. Asurik Varnasrama. That's a Ravana. He was also son of a Brahmana. But he was rejected. You are not Brahmana, you are Rakshasa. Because you do not care for Bhagavan, Ramchandra. So, this is the verdict of the Shastra. So therefore, Daiva Varnasrama. Varnasrama should be established on the principles of Devata, to make people, devata. Devata means Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva, Asurasya Dvipati. Unless one is not a Vaishnava, he cannot be a devata. He cannot be a civilized man. And it is said in the Shastra that Satkarma Nipuna Vipra Mantra Tantra Vishara. The Brahman, he knows the Brahminical business. Satkarma means patan, patan, jajan, jajan, dana, pratigra. A Brahman must be very learned scholar, patan, and he shall make others also good scholar. The Brahman is the teacher. That is Brahmana's business, patan pat, jajan jajan. He must be a good worshipper of the Supreme Lord, and he must teach others how to become Brahmana, how to worship Jajanijala, Dana Pratigra. Brahmana, Vaishnava, still the world is going on. At least in India, the Brahmana, Vaishnava, they are giving charities without any hesitation. Because that mentality is still existing in India. Somebody is taking advantage of it. Unnecessarily they are changing dress and begging and making money. No. So, dana pratigya, therefore a brahmana, as soon as there is excess money, he will immediately spend it for Krishna. Dana pratigya, he will charity, he will make charity, he will distribute prasadam, he will not keep money for future. No, dana pratigya. So, even one is perfect brahmana like that. Jajan-jaran, patan-patan, dhan-pratigya, and mantra-tantra-visharaka. See, if he is actually a learned scholar, he must be very expert in quoting, chanting the Vedic mantra, Vedic hymns. That is a sign that he has read something. He has studied Vedas. So mantra-tantra-visharaka. The Avaishnava Guru Nasasya, one disqualification. If he is not a Vaishnava, then he cannot become Guru. Forbidden, immediately. Sat Vaishnava, Sapacho Guru. Sapacho means dog eaters. If one is coming from the family of dog eaters, in India the dog eaters are considered the lowest of the society, Chandala. But if he is a Vaishnava, then he can become Guru. It doesn't matter. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also supports this. Jai bhaje sei varo avakta hincha Krishna bhajanete nahi. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, again. So, here are the examples in the shastras that Bhat Maharaj elected or selected, nominated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabh Dev, and he retired Abhadhuta Vesha. Abhadhuta Vesha means he is no more within the social convents. Just like the word Nirgantham, Kurbanti Ahuituki Bhakti Ittam Bhutabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained this word, Nirgantha. Nirgantha means one who has no granthi, no tight knot with this material world. And the another meaning, one who has no connection with grantha. Nirgantha. So there are two classes of men. One is foolish, rascal, no education. He is called also Nirgantha. And another person who has no connection with this material world, he is also Nirgantha. So here the sign of the subject, he becomes just like a madman, a deaf and dumb, a rascal, a fool, a ghost, but he is not deaf. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is, apparently it may look like that, but he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has no connection. Either you call him deaf and dumb, fool, rascal, whatever you call, you can call. Tinadipi sunichena. He has no connection with this body. This is Abhudhuta Vesha. When no more he has got any connection with his material body, he is Abhudhuta Vesha. Thank you very much.